Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Let's see here. Oh, man. It is... It's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the third day of May, 2017. And it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the climate basin. It's just so nice. I'm just loving it. I'm walking 2 feet off the ground. I swear I am. Walking in tall cotton. Anyways, that being said, let's see here. We got a birthday announcement. Today is number one New World Order hater's birthday. He's 64 today. Happy birthday, Stephen. And, you know, 64, huh? 6 plus 4 equals 10, and we all know what that means. And, Stephen, if you're listening and you want to know what that means, call in, and I'll let you know for your birthday. That being said, let's see what we got on the itinerary. Trump, we're going to start out with a Trump tweet. That's another I told you so, and another just another continuance of the bullshit that's not going to stop until we stop it. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we got a Trump tweet here, and you know they've been compromising there in Washington, D.C. on spending another trillion frickin' dollars in the next 5 months, people. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, this emergency budget thing, you know, but what they're not talking about, this is $1 trillion. They're spending $1 trillion every six goddamn months now. That's not spending, that's theft. They're stealing is what they're doing. This is your resource. This is your country being cashed out and carried away. Trump tweeted, and this is where, Trump tweeted, the reason for the plan negotiated between the Republicans and Democrats is that we need 60 votes in the Senate, which are not there. We either elect more Republican senators in 2018 or change the rules now to 51%. Our country needs a good shutdown in September to fix messes. But, you know, here we are again. And here, well, this, in the midterms, You know, the bottom line is the Republicans do hold a majority in both houses. And this 50, you know, they've said that, you know, for this tax thing, now for the filthy rich, you know, for this, their taxes, I mean, everything that's been for the filthy rich has just, you know, just, it's just happened. You know, I've talked about it, you know, us being out here. And have you seen any effect from it in your life? You know, this great renewing of America, making America great again. Have you seen any of it, anything in your life to show that things are getting any better for you? Well, no, you haven't, and I'll tell you why. Because you're not a Canadian billionaire. Now, you know, the Canadian billionaire, within the first 90 days, the Canadian billionaire up there, not to be confused with the American national who owns this country and who that son of a bitch is supposed to be working for, which is just a farce, and we all know it. But that billionaire, man, his life's got a whole lot. His stack of gold just got mountain higher. The Keystone Pipeline, all these billionaires. I mean, and this is internationally too. They, you know, we talk about them putting the, basing their international corporations, you know, having, the franchise, you know, here in the United States so they can eke out our resources and manufacturing them in their other plants in other countries with slave labor. And this is, you know, just another example of it. They talk about like the steel industry, you know, everybody, all the billionaires, I'm telling you, the billionaires in this country, they make a very, very small percent. I don't think they could elect anybody if there was even an honest election to go and vote in. But somehow, man, everything's just working out wonderful for them. Everything's coming up roses. The ching ching, the money's rolling in. And what you got to understand is, you know, they talk about American steel. Well, we went over it yesterday about, you know, I can't remember the name of it, Amoco or whatever it was being taken over by the Saudi Arabians and already owned by the Saudi Arabians and, well, New Zealand. You know, Princess, what the hell's her name? Beatrice of the Netherlands owns Shell Dutch Oil, and they sold, you know, they evidently own our number one refining facility here in the United States. It was not even owned by, I don't know why you could say it's ours, but the number one refining facility here in the United States owned by Dutch Shell, and of course this I can't remember the exact name, it's them Saudi Arabians. And now, you know, we're consolidated even more. Now it just belongs to the Saudi Arabians. And, but you know, before you know what's happened, this whole goddamn country, you're going to look around everything. You know, American pomegranate juice company owned by China. I mean, everything in this country will be owned by somebody else because this is a liquidation, just like we told you. And you know what you're going to see here? You're going to see all these things for the billionaires just seem to just happen. It just happened. You have no problem. You're a billionaire thing. Oh, of course, we're all for billionaires and Jews, right? Anything for Israel. Now, it's going to fly through. It's going to happen, man, because it's important to the American people. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And this, you know, it, you know what they're going to do here is all those things, you know, you didn't get the law, guys. And we didn't deport none of these son of a bitch. And it's the fault of them goddamn Democrats, don't you know? We do hold a majority. We could actually pass anything we want if we weren't a bunch of traitors and a bunch of representative of individual contractors from around the world trying to fuck each other out of a contract. And we're actually representing the American people. Hell, anything. It was just like Obama. You know, he was going to repeal the Patriot Act because it was a goddamn violation of the People's Bill of Rights. It's what he campaigned on. Remember that? That was his wall. And then when he got into office, what did he do? Well, he strengthened it, didn't he? I mean, he lied, didn't he? The exact opposite. And at the same time, remember, they had a supermajority. When Obama came in, it was a supermajority. They could have passed anything they wanted. And what they wanted was that goddamn Obamacare, socialized medicine. That's what that whole thing was about. And now it's institutionalized. And somehow, man, it can't get repealed. But, I mean, they're playing this con on us now. That, you know, that we just, they got to compromise. They can't get rid of it, doggone it. We told you people when it first came to being that they would just delay, entrench. And then, you know, running on, first I'll sign an exec as soon as I get, I mean, two elections we've been listening to this shit. As soon as I get in there, I'm signing an executive order. Obamacare is done. Executive order. Obamacare is done. How many times did you hear that shit? It came out of Romney's mouth. And it came out of every primary candidate in the election before the last election. And then in this one, that was one of Trump's things too. I'm going to build that wall and put Hillary Clinton in jail. And I'm signing a goddamn piece of paper and we're getting rid of this Obamacare socialized medicine that is illegal. Conceived illegally. But now, what he's going to tell you when you get up there and nothing has been done for you. And he'll say, jobs, jobs, jobs. Okay, I'm going to get that out of the way right out of the way before he even starts his speech. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Do we, three jobs. Yeah, okay, we got that. Okay. And then he'll go on to, well, you know, we couldn't get that wall built. It's those goddamn Democrats and it's just in the Senate, you know, and just like they were telling us back in 2000, I believe in it was 14 or the midterms there with the last midterms with Obama. And they, the Republicans out there, we didn't impeach him. We had the Senate. If you guys go out there, there ain't going to be no funding for this amnesty. This shit's getting shut down. It's illegal. Just get out there and vote those goddamn Republicans in there. We'll stop this. We promise. You voted him in, and we told you what was going to happen. Oh, you mean you're willing to give us a bunch of visas so we can bring in some more foreign workers to displace the middle class in this country, to remove the middle class in this country? Well, I guess that we can do that illegal thing and fund that illegal amnesty after all. And by God, you're seeing it here today, man. Because, you know, no matter what else, every time one of these spending bills comes up just like this now with these goddamn Republicans, because it was the Democrats, remember, with these Republicans in control, you know what? That funding for that amnesty, it has to be every time too, just like the rest of this shit. The treason goes on, and hey man, he's gonna tell you. What you need to do, we need to get out here. It's been them obstructionism's what it is. Nobody can obstruct his pen when he's signing over everything to the goddamn billionaires, international billionaires. Nothing can stop that. But when it comes to the people, man, and that jobs, I want to say that one more time. Jobs, right in the middle of the speech, you'd want to get that in. But when it comes to the people and the things that we said that we're going to do, like, you know, enforce the goddamn law of the immigrant. Oh, we're enforcing laws, all right. We're making up new laws to enforce. But those goddamn, the immigrant needs to be reformed. It just don't work. Well, because we don't enforce it. But that's why it don't, but it just don't work. It just, I mean, that's why we got to, you see what I'm saying here? A circle jerk, wiping your ass on a hula hoop. And then the answer will be, get out, and I can hear him now. That's why they've been obstructing Trump. Got to get out there and vote and get them goddamn Democrats out the Senate. And then we can take care of this, by God. Hey, give them a chance. Give them a chance. You goddamn right, you retards. And this is going to happen. Mark my words, this day. All righty. Let's see now. And, you know, just, I mean, Trump's in there, man. He's got the power. And, you know, this is an invasion. And he pretty much acknowledged that it was an invasion. It's a takeover of our country by foreigners. And since the man that's going to stop it all is now, you guys went out there and you gave him the power. Well, I wonder how that's coming along. Two immigrants in U.S. illegally are named to Huntington Park Commission. Well, why not? Of course. Of course they were. Nothing wrong with that. They say they do a background check. They must not check for felonies. For this is from LA Times, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Julian Zatarain, we got to deal with foreign names when we're talking about this shit, when they're taking over your body politic. When a foreign country is taking over your body politic and you report on it, there's going to be some tough names to pronounce. Always assumed the doors of City Hall were closed to him. Because he's here. Now, this is the crucial part here. I'm going to underline it here so that I don't forget it. Here, illegally, arriving from, it looks like Sinaloa in 2007 when he was 13. The 21-year-old college student, so we've done paid, I mean, this illegal, we've done paid to raise him up to a college student. We've done paid for his education, his house, his food, right up into college, and I guarantee you, we're paying for the college for this, wait, go back to that word again, I got it underlined, illegal in this country. Outlets, found other outlets for service because he's such a fine man. All of them are, those MS-13 gang members, they're just misunderstood. They're actually out there doing community service in between the times they're hacking people's heads off and chopping them up into little pieces. They're fine folk. They just want a better life. They just want your life. Then on Mondays, Zatarain proudly accepted an appointment to the Huntington Parks and Recreation Commission. Now, if this person's here illegal, number one, this person who appointed him had to know they were here illegally. They're harboring a goddamn fugitive from justice, and they're obstructing justice using a supposedly a public office to do so. And on top of it, hell, you know what? I'm just going to, maybe, you know what? Shit. Maybe this is what this is setting the foundation for. Maybe they can just appoint Netanyahu, king of the United States. Why not? If you can do this, can't you do that? I mean, is there some line that was not crossed here? Is there a line? Accepted an appointment to the Huntington Parks and Recreation Commission, another immigrant here illegally. Again, that word, illegally. Francisco Medina, 29, won an appointment to the Health and Education. Well, this is going to discourage him from crossing our borders, isn't it? You pay to raise him, you pay to educate him, you pay to house him, you pay hell. I'm telling you what, you pay for their recreation because them people deserve a little R&R once in a while. $257 a day, man, I think I could recreate pretty good myself on that. 29, won an appointment to the Health and Education Commission. Well, of course he did. Because this, the thing is here, what you got to realize, what this article's telling you, is that this isn't the system that you were taught existed in this country. What's the deal here is Mexico has taken back those southern states. And they've decided that they can appoint people. Of course, they're not from the United States. It ain't the United States. It's Mexico. And so they can appoint people from anywhere they want. It's their authority. I mean, it's their country, right? That's what they came here for. And how did they do it? Well, we let them. Because we're such easygoing, accommodating people. I'm speaking out for people like Zatarin said, like me, Zatarin said, I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah, you did. You broke the goddamn law when you came to my country. You no doubt, if somebody really went back and investigated, your mother committed fraud to get food stamps and housing and probably two or three social security numbers, another felony, so that she could get big checks every year from the people who go and bust their ass in this country and own this goddamn country so they could give her some goddamn money so that you guys could have a better life that they couldn't have. I'm speaking out. I'm spitting on you, buddy. I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, I guess you're the judge. I guess you're the decider of our law then, right? Their appointments mark a bold and controversial, this is treason and espionage. It's not bold and controversial. Treason and espionage. Step by the small southeast Los Angeles county city to boost the participation of these. Now, see, this is where they make the flip, because this is a pro hand your country over goddamn article from the communists down in California. This, you see how they, you know, we didn't determine these people are here freaking legally as a crime. They committed a crime coming here. Their appointments mark a bold and controversial step by the small southeast Los Angeles County city to boost the participation of these immigrants. No, they're not immigrants. Fucking legal immigrants. We got it underlined up here. Would you think we were going to miss that? Illegal immigrants. It's foreigners participating in your local government is what that is. That's espionage. People, the working class communities along the 710 freeway have long been entry points for immigrants. No, illegal immigrants from Mexico and Latin America, a good portion arriving illegally. Whoa, I love that, man. How do you like the way, you see how stupid they think we are? I mean, I've been watching, there was like one the other day with Tucker Carlson, and he had some son of a bitch up there trying to defend this shit, you know, this invasion of our country. And I mean, I've watched several of these interviews. These people have like three lines and a few buzzwords. And I don't give a goddamn what question you ask. What I'm talking about here is not that, of course that's what they do. That's right, communism 101. But they think you're that goddamn stupid that you don't see it. They'll ask them a question. Is the moon blue? Well, in this case, you know, the immigrants are, you know, helping the local communities and cleaning up. And I mean, this, the same rhetoric. I don't give a shit what the question is. And I mean, you're sitting there going, goddamn it. I mean, all you're doing is repeating over something you've gotten written down there in front of you. You're not here to answer questions. You can't answer the questions. Oh, my God, people. But here again, you know, this is the twister. This is the attorney of the dirty attorneys that took our common law and our common law courts away from us, twisting into the propaganda machine. Just right, you know. Well, yeah, you know, it's illegal, but of course it's lawful. You know, I'm not goddamn stupid. Oh, so I've got it underlined. It's illegal, but it's lawful. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm completely out of line here. It is lawful and constitutional. If you want to go to it, it is. It did violate the law, but that's constitutional. Violating the law is constitutional, you dumbasses. A good portion arriving illegally. Demographics have resulted in much lower than average voter turnout. You see what that statement just said? With so many of them have come here illegally and can't vote, but you got no vote going on here. And that sounds like a goddamn occupation to me. The demographics have resulted in a much lower than average voter turnout, with some elections dropping below 10%. What do you call acquiescence? What do you call consent of the people? Well, it ain't our people, so I guess they don't need... God damn you, you know what I'm talking about, people. In one election in Bell, you know, I remember all the scandal that was there, only 2% of the voting age population cast ballots. Well, that's got to be acquiescence to your rule. 2%, huh? What is, if that was 10 people, that's two? I mean, and the thing is, they put this out here to you, and this is a positive thing, man. This is, we got to fix that 10% number. How are we going to do that? Well, all the people that invaded and driven out the American nationals that lived in these places, well, they got to be allowed to vote, or else, I mean, you got to have a consent from the air. I mean, they have a right, don't they? Once you've conquered a country, I guess you have every right to set up your own politics, your own government. Oh, wait, we don't have to set up nothing because it is the government of Mexico. Because this is, I mean, they've come out and told you several times. That was our country. It's our country. Go ahead.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
This is a previous subject about, you know, that 12 angry men.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really understand. I mean, that was a simple case where the guy thought he wasn't guilty.
Yeah.
In my day, when I was on the jury, he was guilty of the law, but I didn't agree with the law. And also, I didn't agree with a sting. It was a sting operation, which I wasn't going to. I don't agree with sting operations, and I don't agree with this law that they said. He wrapped up a box of rich crackers and tried to sell it as cocaine.
Okay.
And so to me, they said that that's illegal if you represent something as a drug. I mean, it's really three things. I wouldn't be against them selling a real drug. I was against them selling it's not illegal to sell a box of rich crackers, and I'm opposed to sting operations. Of course, I couldn't say any of that in the jury room. I couldn't say anything. I just said, well, I don't think that they investigated it properly.
I'll tell you, brother, you don't have to say anything, and you shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't ID yourself. The only thing you say is, not guilty. You hang that jury.
Yeah. That's basically what I mean, but it was, you know, 2 days that they wanted to kill me. I mean, I thought... Even the judge wanted to kill me, I think. I mean, it was really...
I'm sure he did.
I mean, that was 30 years ago. And like I said, I've never been called for another jury. And I know things are much worse now.
Oh, man. Hey, you did the right thing, brother. And in spite of the threat, you went through with it. And you did right by your people. You can be proud of that.
Yeah, it was all white jury and a black guy, too, you know.
It's got to be understood, man. We quit looking at the pigment of each other's skin a long, long time ago. I mean, we're all niggers to them, okay?
Absolutely. That's all, you know, that's less than 1% of the DNA makeup. It's insignificant.
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, it's... No, I mean it's like the fellow that came up the other day.
I like that guy. Yep. I wish he'd come back. But anyway, they ask you always on these forums what race you are. There's only one race, the human race.
That's right, man. You're absolutely right.
Hey, I'm right here, guys.
There he is. How are you today?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Just going over this. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's right. He is so right. I was having this conversation with this guy. You know, he's as a matter of fact, I introduced him to your stage. He's been listening to you. I listen to a lot of your archives as well. And, I tell him, I said, they got us fighting amongst each other like we had a hand in, like I can be born that I was black and you can be born that you was white. We didn't have no hand in that.
Nope.
You know, we just dealt the course that we was dealt, you know.
Nobody had
a choice of what color they were going to be.
The thing is, it doesn't matter anyway, because
under
the Bill of Rights, no matter what your prejudices are, and we've talked about prejudice, life is a prejudice, every decision you make is a prejudice. But the bottom line here
sure is,
your rights are my rights, and my rights are your rights.
Okay.
I stand for your rights, or I surrender my own.
They say
that's right.
Two lives matter. That's not something you're born blue. I mean, they choose to do that stupid job.
Oh, it is. It's gotten completely insane. You know, you look at the poverty in this country. I mean, it's suffered by the majority of the people in this. I mean, they lie. The numbers. Everybody seems to want to believe the numbers that just make you feel good. They try to tell you that, you know, that the middle class is still strong and that it's not gone down that much. And bullshit. I mean, I live in the real world. I look around me. And when they have us driven down, I mean, they want to talk about, I mean, it's always that's the false, fail-safe fallback for the Republican National Socialist goddamn industrialists. Is to fall back. Oh, look at the inner city, man. Look at the money they're taking. And you know, they want to point there and say those black people over there, they're taking. I mean, they're just living off you. They're poaching off you when they don't want you to look at what they're taking. And the fact is,
like you said, those contracts.
You're goddamn right.
Get contracts to do nothing.
There was an article up yesterday talking about some black lady saying she went like sitting around watching TV and eating cheese or some kind of shit on food stamps. You know, and the boy, people would jump on that shit. Oh, yeah, that's what. You know what? Every one of us that are American nationals in this country, the wealth that is being stolen from us, I mean, this isn't even worth talking about. We all should be living like Saudi kings. That's how freaking rich this country is. That's how much is being stolen from every one of us. But if they keep just pointing at each other, he's a getting that and he's a getting that, when they're taking, you don't even look over there that they're taking it all. They're taking every government program. They steal 95 cents out of every dollar, minimum. Goddamn right. Through that contracting. Anyways, guys, hang right where you're at. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious. Divergent Flavor Labs, handmade all-original flavor line, will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to the word from the trenches, from the trenchesworldreport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. That was Abel Levine with Knocking on Heaven's Door. And that's how we feel about Wednesday around here. Another drawing for From the Trenches, Swifty Lomax and Jalapeno are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Swifty Lomax has provided a beautiful belt buckle and bola tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood. Jalapeno is providing a pair of DCU mobile double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. The prizes will be drawn for in the order they were received, which is how they are listed. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered it unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, May 12, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Swifty Lomax and Jalapeno for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. You know, and before we went to break, we were talking, we are the American people of the American, we are the American nationals of the American race. Our skins come in all pigments. We are prejudiced against everybody who isn't us. Our religion is the Bill of Rights. And you know, when you know, we're talking about the color of our skin and being how you're born, it doesn't make a difference, man. Pain is pain, pleasure is pleasure, and at the top, with the ones who are causing the pain, the misery, and taking everything we own. I look at them. I see all colors. And I see them united in their cause of enslaving us. And I see them working diligently to divide us amongst ourselves in our own, amongst our own people so they can conquer us. It's that goddamn simple. And how far has it gone? Big Oil now has authority to arrest you for protesting a pipeline on your own property. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by number one New World Order, hated for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And, you know, eminent domain, I mean, goddamn, that's laid out in the Constitution, just like the fact that the government can't own nothing but little small parcels of land for military bases and necessary buildings. I don't think, you don't think that the corporation sitting in your White House right now, Mnuchin, Wilbur Ross, and they just, I mean, you don't think they're going to take your goddamn infrastructure, everything that produces in this country, and enslave you to them? You're wrong. If you're a resident of Huntington County, unfortunate enough to have your property in the path of Sunoco's Mariner East 2 pipeline, you can forget protesting. Unless arrest and jail time aren't an issue for you. Common Pleas Court Judge George Zanuck signed a rare and factious writ of possession order last week. A writ of possession order last week in favor of Sunoco, which had sought an emergency measure to thwart landowners protesting pipeline construction by occupying trees on their own property. In short, protesting encroachment of this pipeline on one's property will earn you an arrest. We're seriously looking at going to jail, Elise Garrett told NPR. I'm not the type of person who lets injustice go unchallenged, and neither is my mother. What we're doing makes Sonico show their true face, and it makes you show the true face of what's going on in this country. Your goddamn individual liberties, your absolute rights, your superior authority on your own property. Goddamn, I mean, just any son of a bitch with a bunch of foreign investors can come here and just take your goddamn property at will, because it benefits them, don't you know? NPR's State Impact Pennsylvania reports Ellen and Stephen Gerhardt in Huntington, Pennsylvania, along with their daughter Elise, have become outspoken critics of the pipeline and the use of eminent domain by the company to that. This is goddamn companies. And I guarantee you this company is made up of investors in China, the filthy rich around the world. This is the 1% saying that they can take any goddamn thing they want to, and they're doing it, as witnessed by this article. Eminent domain by the company to take possession of land along the 350-mile route. Charges against Elaine Garrett were dropped after she was arrested last year for trespass on her own property. But with this new writ, Sunoco, you see, they told you all the writs, they've been popping up everywhere now. Man, those writs weren't dead, were they? They were the most powerful thing out there. And now the goddamn corporations, now that they've declared themselves people, these pieces of paper have declared themselves people, that piece of paper can take any goddamn thing you own. Sunoco can enlist law enforcement to arrest anyone within easement, including the actual property owners. Sunoco, in no uncertain terms, has gardened the full weight of support via force of the U.S. government against the interest of citizens. And see, that's the problem. That's citizens' things. We're not citizens. We are goddamn American nationals on a par with the crown heads of Europe. We are the sovereigns of this country. This government is beneath us. The only power they have is that we grant, and we never granted anything. In fact, it's forbidden. And the Bill of Rights by the Ninth Article says that the Ninth Article says this cannot exist. This is a blatant violation of the Bill of Rights. And it's all because you cannot violate one part of the Bill of Rights without violating it all, because it is the common law. It is the people's authority. Okay, where were U.S. government against the interest of citizens? See, that's a pathetic thing. People need to figure this out. You're not a goddamn subject citizen. You are an American nation. You own the goddamn joint. Who have done literally nothing else wrong but have their properties awkwardly situated where Big Oil wants its pipelines to run. And like I said, they're just going to muscle this thing through as they build that police state. And the time will come when people start resisting. And Trump, he's going to make another flip-flop. In fact, he's going to do a double somersault, and he's going to land on his feet saying, take your guns, take your guns. Eliza Garrett took to the trees in early February with an unknown number of others facing similar offensive corporate action after the uneratically monikered. I mean, they've used, I mean, when I was reading this article, goddamn, what is somebody searching through the dictionary to find big words to put in their article to make it look important? Uneratically monikered Department of Environmental Protection grants, granted permits for Sanico to begin construction. So this Department of Environmental Protection, created without the authority of the people. I see nothing in the Constitution saying there's going to be any of these authorities over the people or the properties of this country. But this this illegal agency has decided that, you know, they can grant, yeah, that Joe's property over there, what you want? You want to build a shit house over there because your corporate people want to shit there? Well, eminent domain. We're taking it. That's all we need to say. Man, I'll tell you, the people who fought and died to get this country for us, they're rolling over in their graves as I'm reading this to you. See, Sonico to begin construction on Mariner East 2. As the Gearhearts attempted to stave off the corporal government's eminent domain seizure. Now, look at what I just said there. Can that exist? Go read that Constitution and show me corporate government eminent domain. Corporate governments. Wait a minute. Corporal government? You mean the government, the corporations have taken over the government? These international franchises have now franchised out right into the White House? I think they have. I see Steve Mnuchin. Oh, man, that's Goldman Sachs. The son of a bitch, it should be in jail. The guy who was leading Goldman Sachs when they committed international fraud and broke our goddamn country's back. At the time when it was steaming right along. I think it was all planned, people. I don't want to seem conspiratorial, but I do believe it was all planned. The Garner's attempt to stave off corporal government's eminent domain seizures. Boy, of private property. Man, I want you to go in there and get that Constitution out. I want everybody to read it. I mean, even the phonied up version that they're putting out in front of you with your rights named as amendments to that document when they're not. It was a single amendment with 10 articles and it is untouchable. And right now they're telling, I mean, this is their goal. They have to remove the Bill of Rights to complete their New World Order that the Bill of Rights cannot stand. Now, either we're going to have that Bill of Rights or we're going to get that 40 caliber bullet in the back of our heads. That is the goddamn choice. Property winds. Where were we? Corporate actions. Unknown government's imminent domain seizure of private property, which property winds its way through courts. So they're just what it is. They're just going to go ahead. These people, somebody comes up and says, gives you a notice, we've taken that body of your property, we're going to start building right there tomorrow. You go and you say, no, God, you're not, man, that's my property. Well, we're going to put it, writ of possession, and wait till you find out what a writ of possession is, what they gave to this goddamn, these oil moguls over these people. Wait till you hear it. Judge Zanuck's order effectively quashes any remnants of effective protests the landowners had at their disposal. So that means it's time to get out that goddamn gun. When they take away all your other rights, and when they try to remove the Bill of Rights, that second article is the final safeguard. It's your final action. It's your final fight, and you better fight it because they're just saying, well, you're going to have to do it because we are not going to stop. We will claim eminent domain as a foreign corporation over your goddamn property, and we'll bring your own goddamn cops that you pay for at gunpoint to kill your ass and take it for us. Got it? Rendering moot their objections in favor of Sonico's plans to complete its pipeline until court proceedings play out. Sonico's logistics, it is imperative to note, completed a long-anticipated merger with Energy Transfer. What? No. No, this looks like racketeering. No. Merger with Energy Transfer Partners of Dakota Access Pipeline notoriety just 2 days ago. Here it is, people. I'm going to tell you, it will come to the point. This is really what they want. They want it just like it used to be. When you walk down the street, you will avert your eyes and step off the sidewalk. You will step around them. You will say, yes, sir, no, sir, and you will keep your eyes averted. Do not look them in the eye. They'll take you out the public square and have you flogged with a cat of nine tails in front of everybody. Given the extreme measures ETP employed against the Standing Rock Sioux tribe in supporting indigenous and non-native water protesters from around supporting protesters from around the globe who were camped in opposition to DAPL, That's DAPL for, that's Dakota Access Pipeline, for months near the banks of the Missouri River, rivers Lake Owyhee Reservoir. The move to usurp law-abiding civilians, civilians' property, private property hardly comes as a shock. Indeed, the pompousness of corporate theft of property under the already contentious governmental program known as eminent domain seems it's not a governmental program. God damn it, did you hear what they're saying here? I'm sure they have lots of legislation written off that saying, well, what it really means is that the aristocracy in this country actually owns all the land and you're just a tenant upon it. I mean, if you don't believe it, go look at the tax codes. It proves it to you. And if they want to take their property to do whatever they want to, you better get the hell out of the way or they'll have their private police forces kill your ass. Seems par for the course for big oil. No shit. Particularly now that industry darling Donald Trump occupies the White House. I love that, too. That is correct. Industry darling. You know, international billionaires come here to loot your goddamn country, and they got their own private army to oppress you and inflict their tyranny upon you. And they're making no bones about it, people. Occupying treetops on their own properties has already led to the sort of dispitious, this is one of them words. I mean, what the hell is dispitious? Confrontation. How about one of these confrontations? A blight, a smaller scale, which brought international scorn to the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Although charges were ultimately dropped, authorities arrested Ellen Gearhart last year for trespassing on her own property. Attorney Rich Raiders is representing the Gearhart family in its challenge of eminent domain and noted the court's use of the writ of possession. Well, what's a writ of possession, people? It's very rare, very unusual, but I got a feeling it's about to not be rare anymore and become quite common. A writ of possession technically allows authorities to seize control of everything you own, giving you and everyone in your household limited time to vacate the premises. In a corporation, these dirty son of a bitches, I mean, packed, and it's consisting of foreign investors, foreign shareholders, people from China. I mean, for all you know, the majority of the stock is held by some son of a bitch over in Beijing who put down the order, get them out of there. Get them round eye out of there today. And by God, I mean, they're going to hop and jump and go to do it because it is a corporate takeover of your international corporate mafia takeover of what was once the United States of these Americas. All that's left is the fight. 27 acres of forested and wetlands comprise the Gearhart's property in Huntington County, and the family has thus far stood resolute in refusing to voluntarily grant an easement and its 50-foot wide right-of-way with additional 25-foot staging area for Mariner East Line. In their appeal to the Commonwealth Court, the family argues in part Sunoco's planned liquid natural gas pipeline, which would carry ethane, propane, and butane from the Marcellus Shell to an export terminal. I'll say that again because that's just kind of, we're supposed to ride over an export terminal in Delaware County is not in the public interest. A common defense against eminent domain, any company arguing for, I mean, no, the companies don't goddamn argue that. I mean, did you see how they ease you into this shit? Companies can't do it unless the companies are the government. Can they? Because it says eminent domain. I mean, read the Constitution. Only the government for necessary things they got to have. You know, military bases. Post offices. Eminent domain can be used for that. Highway right-of-ways. That's for the people. You know, that's all. That's for the people's business. These are private companies. This is Roman civil law. In this country, we're guaranteed English common law. English common law is public law for private purposes. What we got here is Roman civil law, which is private policies, that is private policies, being enforced as public law. You can't get more in violation of the original articles that formed this country, people. This is a goddamn outrage. But you know what? It's gonna go on and it's gonna get worse day after day after day until you grow some goddamn spines and get some balls and stand up to them and say, yeah, we see what's going on here. What you're telling us is that you're going to take our land here by force of arms. Well, you know what? We have the right to meet you with force of arms and put your asses down because we don't have to live under tyranny. Appeals court tosses Cleveland gun regulations. This is from Courthouse News. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Some of Cleveland's recently enacted gun laws, including the establishment of a gun offender registry and a requirement to call police about guns on school property, are unconstitutional because they conflict with state law. Now, you see, they come out, this is supposed to be a good thing. We're all supposed to be excited about this. Man, they hit back against those gun-grabbing communists, didn't they? No, they didn't. What they're telling you here is that it conflicted with state law. No, it is a violation of the People's Bill of Rights, superior to any state or federal law. But this is the arguments they want to get you into. This is the conversation. If they can sway the conversation around from the absolute right, you just plain ass can't do it. Man, they're going to do it because you accept this. And I'll tell you, it's that thin edge of that thick wedge. It's getting thicker every day. And they just continue on and on because they're communists and they move forward. Conflict with state law, an Ohio appeals court ruled. Cleveland passed legislation in 2015 aiming to, quote, increase regulations that limit discharge of weapons, increase awareness regarding the presence of weapons in school zones, promote law enforcement officer safety, because we got to keep their goddamn, that their black booted thugs that are going to shove this shit down our throat. I mean, it's got to be a crime to even look at them because they're going to do some pretty terrible shit, people. And they're going to want you to hesitate. They're going to want you to hold back. But what you finally will realize in the end is that it's them or you, period. In every instance, safety, and most importantly, keep weapons out of the hands of children, according to court records. Ohioans for Concealed Carry Incorporated, a goddamn 501c3 corporation operating in the Admiralty jurisdiction. Let's call these son of bitches what they are. They're not patriots, and they're not out there, and they're not the people. Or OFCC challenged the law's constitutionality. Well, you can within your own system, but you cannot pretend that you're acting on the behalf of the people. And the trial court agreed. All you can do is try to protect yourself from liability because you're a corporation. And that's where they work this in the courts. The only ones that can get in, you got to give it to Larry Pratt, or you got to give it to the NRA. They're the only ones that can defend your rights. No, what they can do is they can play with your rights. They can take your rights in and compromise them in the Admiralty. They can't enforce them. You have to. The city conceded to the trial court that its definition of automatic firearm and dangerous ordnance violate state law because they include legal semi-automatic weapons. And this is your argument. Not that, hey, let's get this. Let's hear the real fucking argument here. Let's see what the real truth is. Let's see what the bottom line here is. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That means none. Not any. Nada, di nada, none. And let's see if we still got Mr. Conch here. Let's listen, let's go back, because every once in a while, because, I mean, it's just like, man, you put this out there, and evidently, I know they're listening to us. They must not be writing it down. Tench Koch, this is one of the people that put together the Bill of Rights as a single document, and this is how putting together the second article to it. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier, that's the everything that the soldier could have, are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God it will ever remain, in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them, it's gone way beyond that. This is a complete insurgency. This is an occupation force not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize. And you mean like just take their goddamn land by force and hand it over to their corporate buddies? And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power by joining up with these corporations and inflicting tyranny upon the people they have sworn to guard, the power to injure of their fellow... pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private... That is private arms. And how are those private arms described? As their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier. But man, we'll get them caught in the game. We'll play the admiralty administrative jurisdiction game. And really, what we got to do here is work this through the corporate structure. This corporate structure is the ones that's coming to take your fucking land and the rest of your property and your life. Anyways, guys, we made it up to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, read that Constitution and see if you can find that corporate eminent domain authority. I'd be interested to see it, and that is the Word from the Trenches.